First of all, if you could tell us what your company does.
We're really a, we think of ourselves as a specialist brewer. I mean, so we're taking yeast, baker's yeast, the same yeast you'd use to make bread, but we're giving it the ability to make a range of different ingredients, flavors, fragrances, nutritional compounds. And then we're making those by brewing up the yeast, just like you make beer, and then harvesting those ingredients out of the yeast.
Do you have offices in Switzerland, in India, San Francisco? Why Lexington?
We came here because we acquired Alelix, which had its labs in Lexington. I think Alelix was here really, A, because of the relationship with the University of Kentucky. There's a lot of work in genetics and the flavor and fragrance space in Kentucky.
And so what does that look like now? What does the now Evolva footprint look like in Lexington?
So we're about 15, 20 people doing research. So one of our key products, Newt Ketone, we make it. We do the development here in Lexington. Newt Ketone is what makes a grapefruit smell like a grapefruit. But there's actually very little of it in a grapefruit. So we've... The guys in here have designed the yeast to make this product by and then we can brew it up. We're actually most interested, though, in Newt Ketone, not so much because it's a grapefruit ingredient, but because it's really good at killing and repelling ticks, the ticks that give you Lyme disease. And so we're in the process of going through the EPA to get it approved so you can put it on your skin to stop you getting bitten by ticks.
Evolva has been in discussions with a number of brands. In fact, you have a number of partnerships, and some of those brands are fairly well known. One of them, Cargill, is talking with Evolva about commercializing something called EverSweet.
Yep.
What is that?
So EverSweet is a product in the Stevia family. So Stevia is this zero-calorie natural sweetener. Comes from a plant. If you want to take sugar out, calories out of your diet, it's a very good product, except it has one current flaw, which is as you put more of the stevia in your cola, for example, it gradually becomes more and more bitter. So you can't, with current stevias, go to a zero-calorie cola. You can't get the equivalent of a Coke Zero, for example. Now, the plant makes a number of molecules which don't have this problem, that don't become bitter. And so you can go to zero calorie products based on stevia, but the plant makes very small amounts of them. So it's not economic. It's not very sustainable to, you have to plant a very large area of plant. You have to harvest it and the costs just become prohibitive. Now, the yeast can make these ingredients, and we can now offer a stevia product that doesn't have this bitter taste and allows you to go to a zero-calorie drink. And we think that then opens up the use of this sweetener for many, many more people.